Son, Holy Spirit, on God. Amen. Today, the Lord Christ, speaking to his disciples, he said to them, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. And in many other instances, we notice that the Lord always is speaking to the disciples and to us, as if we are always in a status of joy. And when we will ask, then our joy will be full. And we all know and understand that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, it's one of them, is joy. We look at these verses and we examine ourselves many times and we see and we ask, where is this joy? And also, to be honest, none of us can claim that he never experienced any kind of sorrow at any time. This is not realistic. We cannot believe that. But the question is there any kind of joy that is godly, that is acceptable, that is something that God intended for us to experience and hence benefit from? Yes, certainly there are kinds of joy that we can call it the good sorrow. I'm sorry, kinds of sorrow that we can call it the good sorrow. What are these? The first kind is the sorrow of labor and struggle. A servant working in the field of the ministry, like St. Paul, experiencing this. A godly mother trying to raise her children in the fear of God, this is a kind of sorrow that she will incur. A father who is keen to lead his house into the knowledge of God will also experience this kind of sorrow. This is what we hear in the Gospel of St. John. The Lord speaks about this kind of sorrow, saying a woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to that child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. This joy, this sorrow that we experience when we work, and we work in the field of God, working with Him, we do not expect that this kind of labor and struggle will go without sorrow. The second kind of good sorrow is the sorrow of repentance and remorse. This ache that will happen in our hearts when we know and we measure ourselves against the commandment and we see how we came short from it. St. Paul speaks to the Corinthians about this kind of good sorrow, saying to them, for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. So clearly here, he is distinguishing between two kinds of sorrow. Godly sorrow of repentance that eventually will lead us to salvation, and another sorrow, he called it the sorrow of the world, produces death. This godly sorrow that makes us to feel how we need to change. Actually, if we don't experience this kind of sorrow, there is no way we can come into what God wants us to be. If I just am leading my life feeling content about whom I am all the time, having all the justification and excuses for why I am not living godly, then I will never be able to experience this kind of sorrow, and accordingly, I am not going ever to change. Why should I? I am good enough. This is a godly sorrow, a sorrow that leads us to salvation. Another kind of good sorrow is the sorrow of sharing in others' suffering. Actually, this is recommended by St. Paul to the Romans and to all of us. He says that I have great sorrow and continual... This is not the verse, actually. The verse is speaking about that we weep with those who weep. This is the kind of sorrow that we are recommended to share with others, that we feel others' pain and suffering. We go with them whenever they are going through hard time and we feel for them. This is the way by then we will be able to bear with them their burdens. This kind of sorrow is recommended. We are asked to feel for others and hence we can share them. Another kind of good sorrow is the sorrow for those who are not yet in Christ. This is the kind of sorrow that we should be feeling towards those people who are not living the life that they are called for. St. Paul speaks about his kinsmen, the Jewish people, saying about them, I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh. This sorrow even makes him to wish that he might be accursed from Christ, and then those people might come to his knowledge. This is a kind of sorrow that comes from a noble heart, a person who is so keen to make others to know about the good news, the good tidings brought to us through the incarnation of the Son of Man. These four kinds of sorrow, we call it good sorrows. The sorrow of labor and struggle, the sorrow of repentance and remorse, the sorrow of sharing in others' suffering, the sorrow for those who are not yet in Christ. Why are these good sorrows? First of all, because they will eventually lead us to bear fruits. This sorrow, a person who is laboring, working, at one day, certainly, God will bless his work and will lead him one day to taste the fruits of his labor. Don't lose heart while working and struggling and feeling sorrow and you don't see anything happening. One day, you will bear fruits. This kind of sorrow that we are all in need, otherwise we cannot be fruitful. These are good sorrows because they are godly in nature. They turn us to repentance. The sorrow of the world we usually experience when we lose something earthly. So, if I have a problem with my fellows and workers in the place where I work, when I lose something, this is the kind of the sorrow of the world. But the sorrow of godly nature will lead us one day to repentance, will lead us to change. If I feel this, that there is something missing in my life, I need to reconcile with God. This is a godly sorrow that will lead me one day to live the life of repentance. They are good sorrows because they reflect care and love for others. When I share others their weep, this is also a reflection of a good heart. They reflect care and love for others, and that's why we call them good or godly sorrows. They also are good sorrows because they encourage us to ask and pray. All these kinds of pains and sorrows will lead me one day that I will go and kneel before God and ask Him that He would intervene in my life. These are good sorrows because they will help me come closer to Him. The sorrows of the world might take me away from Him, but these sorrows will make me to be brought closer to Him. They are good sorrows also because even while they exist, they never deprive us of joy. That's why the Lord, when He said, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full, He speaks to people who basically are in a status of joy. While experiencing even these kinds of pains and struggle, but they were never deprived of joy. They feel all the time that there is kind of comfort even while they are in the midst of the tribulation. As St. Paul said to the Corinthians, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. How can we keep this balance? This is when we are suffering this kind of good sorrows. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Still we can keep both in our hearts and contain both in the same place. If we are to experience difficulties in this world, this is something very common we all have to go through. In the world we'll have tribulation. Which kind of sorrow that we should be incurring and going through, these are the kinds of sorrow, these four kinds, the sorrow of labor and struggle, the sorrow of repentance and remorse, the sorrow of sharing in others' suffering, and the sorrow for those who are not yet in Christ. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.